Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from the book of Ephesians. The first three chapters have to do with our relationship with Christ and who we are in Him. The last three chapters are about our behavior as a Christian. When we grow more in our relationship with Christ, we start to live a life that is changed from the inside out. So join Joyce on this journey of learning to love God deeper and seeking His will for your life. Living a life with Christ is a lifelong journey, and God has given us the perfect manual to get to know Him. Be sure to check out more Bible study resources and downloads at joycemeyer.org/study. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching out of Ephesians.
Before we ever get around to teaching people how to behave right, we must teach them who they are in Christ. And so I try in my teaching to keep a good balance of that. I teach a lot on behavior, do this, don't do this, but I always work in who we are in Christ, because if you try to teach people how to behave without them knowing how much God loves them and that His love for them is not based on their behavior, if that's all we teach people, which a lot of religious organizations are very guilty of that, and it just frustrates people no end. If we teach people right, then they can have a great deal of success and growth in their relationship with God. How many of you want to really grow up, mature, and be the person that God wants you to be? Well, good. You're in the right place this morning. Now, if you missed all the stuff on love, I'm sorry, because that's not what it's about today. But I will just say that God loves you more than you know. And His love for you is not based on your behavior. Your behavior should be based on the fact that He does love you and that He's done so much for you. Now, I was pretty astounded this morning when I counted them, but just in Ephesians chapter 4, He deals with 16 different behaviors. 16. Now, we may get all 16, we may only get 12, but thank God for tonight. And He doesn't let up in chapter 5. Our chapter 6. So if you really want to grow, this is a place to be this morning, tonight, tomorrow morning. But remember, God loves you. I'm going to keep throwing that in there so everybody can just stay comfortable. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. Well, the true love of God is this. Let me ask a question first. How many of you love Jesus? All right. I know you do, or you wouldn't be out here on a Friday morning hearing the word. You wouldn't have taken vacation to come to this conference. But the true love of God is this, that we do His commands, that we keep His ordinances, and that we are mindful of His precepts and teachings. I love that we're mindful of His precepts and teachings. Let me just throw in that one of the best things that you can do is meditate on, think on the Word of God. Just roll different scriptures over and over in your mind and even mutter them under your breath. Every time you meditate on the Word, it gives you a greater strength to be able to do the Word. Joshua 1:8 says, "You shall meditate on the law day and night that you might observe and do according to all that's written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, deal wisely, and have good success." When can we have good success? After we've done the Word. And how do we do the Word? By meditating on the Word of God, because the Word has the power in it to help us do it. Can't just do it out of determination. I have to have the help of the Word of God, which is actually getting the help of Jesus. So He says, and these orders of His are not irksome, they're not burdensome, they're not oppressive, and they're not grievous. One of the things we should always keep in mind is that God never asks us to do anything if it's not something that's going to be good for us. Every single thing that you've got on your heart right now that God is dealing with you about, that you're having a hard time changing or letting go of, and I'm sure that most of us have got something. Nod your head if I'm right. Most of us have got something. There's no point in hanging on to it because it's only hurting you. Your flesh may think that it can't do without it, but it's grieving your spirit to keep holding on to something that God is telling you to let go of. Remember when I said last night, if you're here last night, that we always have to give up something in order to get something? It's that whole principle of sowing and reaping. We look at it from the financial standpoint a lot of times only, but it works in every single area of our life. If you sow something, if you give up something, then it helps you to get something that you want. So for example, some of you might be praying for peace with God. God, I need more peace. But there may be something that God has put on your heart to do that you're still dragging your feet about. Maybe there's been a rift between you and somebody and you're waiting for them to apologize to you, but God is telling you, you go make peace. You humble yourself and go make peace. Well, no, I'm not going to do that because I don't think that's right. I believe that they're the ones that should come to me. Well, then you'll just have to do without your peace until you decide to be obedient to God. Are we all with us here tonight? Everything that God asks us to do, come on, get this through your head. Whatever it is God's dealing with you about right now, God is not ever trying to just take something away from us or just make us miserable. Everything that God leads us to do is for our benefit. For our benefit. God doesn't need us to obey him for him. He wants us to obey him for us because his ways are the right way to live that's going to produce in our lives what we want. John 14:15. Very simple little scripture, but so powerful. If you really love me, you will obey my commands. I love it. If you really love me, Jesus said. This is Jesus talking. If you really love me, you will obey my commands. And I think it's even proper to say to whatever degree we are obeying God, it's to that degree that we love him. Now, I believe that our love for him can grow. And as it grows, we will find new levels of obedience in our life. And how many of you figured out that many times if you're going to obey God, it's going to require some kind of a sacrifice on your part to be able to do that? But here again, God's not trying to take anything away from you. You got to give up something to get something. You can't have what you want and keep everything you got. Let me say it again. You can't have what you want and also keep everything you've got. You can clap. That's okay. I thought it was good enough for a clap. Now, this scripture does not say, if you obey me, I will love you. That's not what it says. What it says is, if you love me, you will obey me. We have to go back to chapters 1, 2, and 3. God loves us. He chose us while we were still yet in sin and so far away from God that it was absolutely pathetic. He came and got in the middle of our mess and he offered us a relationship with him. We did not deserve it. We can never deserve it. God is good. And the fact that he is so good should make us also want to be so good for him. Amen. God's goodness should provoke me to want to be good for him. Now, why is this so important? Well, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, Paul said, I therefore, the prisoner for the Lord, and we've already noticed that he keeps saying that over and over, I am a prisoner for the Lord. And I guess if he's saying it that often, we should take notice that Paul was willing to suffer in order to bring us the messages that we hear today. Anytime you want to do something good, now listen to me, anytime you want to do something good for somebody else, it's going to cost you a little something. You think it doesn't cost me anything to do this? It absolutely certainly does. This is my life. This is what I do. But you know what? You know what God gives me back? Man, I got peace. I've got joy. I feel fulfilled. You know what? I could die tonight and say, man, I have had a great ride. I have had an awesome life. I can stand here right now and tell you that I don't look back and regret anything. I mean, there's some choices I made I wish I wouldn't have made, but I feel like I'm doing what God wants me to do. But it takes a sacrifice to do it. And I remember all the years when I wasn't doing what God wanted me to do, and I was unhappy and blaming everybody else and blaming Dave and blaming circumstances and blaming. And it wasn't everybody else. It was me. And until we take responsibility for where we're at, and where you're at may not be your fault, but if you stay there, it is your fault. Amen. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, appeal to and beg you to walk and lead a life worthy of the divine calling to which you have been called, with behavior that is a credit to the summons to God's service. Now, 2 Corinthians 5:20 says that we are ambassadors for Christ, that we are his direct representatives in the earth. And listen to this, that God is making his appeal to the world through us. I don't know about you, but that's kind of awe-inspiring to me, that God is going to get to other people through us, through me, through you. You say, well, Joyce, I'm not a preacher. Yeah, you are. Really, you are. You may not do it like this, but you are. Your life is preaching at work. Your life is preaching in your neighborhood. Your life is preaching in how you relate to people every place that you go. Your life is a sermon. And Christians are Christ followers. That's what we are. When Jesus said, follow me, he spoke the two greatest words for leadership that we will ever hear. All a leader really needs to do is be an example for other people to follow. Paul said, follow my example. Wow. I wonder what people would think if I stood up here and said, listen, if you just follow my example, you're going to be doing everything right. Well, you'd probably think I was full of myself, and maybe I would be. I don't know. But Paul said that. Follow my example. Well, you know what? I think, honestly, we all should be able to say that. We all should be able to say, if you follow my example, you're going to be doing what God wants you to do. You know, one of the songs that we sang earlier, and I noticed people kind of had a good response, let my deeds outweigh my words. And I think that's so important. You know, talk is cheap. And what we say can affect people, but if we say one thing and do the opposite, it actually has a very negative effect on people. And that's one of the reasons why religion and religious people in many instances have really turned people off, because they can act like they're too good to even speak to anybody else that's not like them. And just the very fact that they do that is a message that doesn't minister Christ's character to them. So it's very important. I think there's a lot of things that are important that we don't think are important anymore. I think it's important that we take care of ourselves and do the best we can. I think it's important that we look our best when we go out and I better be careful, I'll get myself in trouble. But, you know, I know I come from another generation, and I guess whatever you're born into, you just don't get over it. But, you know, everybody's casual today. Well, maybe that's well and good, I don't know, but our morals have gotten kind of casual too.
Thanks for listening. Grow deeper in your knowledge of the Word with today's offer, the Ephesians Action Plan. The Action Plan includes CDs, DVDs, and a personal study guide, or you can download it for a donation of $35 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
If I were to ask you if you love your life, what would your answer be? I believe that Jesus wants us to love our lives. But if you don't like what you've got, continuing to do the same thing is not going to give you a different outcome. And I want to encourage you today to get my new book called Living a Life That You Love and see what the changes are that you can make that will start to give you wonderful results in your life. Why not get your copy today?
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.